On the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The 11 remaining members of the Trans-Pacific Partnership recently announced plans to move forward with a modified trade agreement. U.S. Meat Exporter Federation economist Aaron Borer says if the agreement, now known as the Comprehensive and Progressive Agreement for Trans-Pacific Partnership, is implemented without the United States as a participant, it will create significant tariff rate advantages for competitors of U.S. beef and pork. The U.S. has free trade agreements in place with several TPP countries, but the major exceptions are Japan and Vietnam. The Nebraska Public Service Commission gave the go-ahead for TransCanada to build the Keystone XL pipeline through the state, clearing one of the last regulatory hurdles of the controversial project. As reported in AgriPulse, by a vote of 3-2, commissioners approved construction using the proposed mainline alternative route, not Calgary-based TransCanada's preferred route, nor the least costly. The company will review the commission's decision to assess how it will affect the cost and schedule of the project. The EPA wants to extend the effective date of the Waters of the United States rule by 2 years to prevent enforcement while the agency rewrites it. District 7 EPA Administrator Jim Gilliford tells Brownfield a new WOTUS rule is being drafted, but he's not sure how long rewriting will take. WOTUS, as written, is being challenged in the U.S. Supreme Court and 13 courts nationwide. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.